Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together the 133 teams of the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest has managed teams in the OJHL, the GTMMHL, and the CWHL, and now he's the Director of Operations for the upcoming World Junior A Challenge. Join us now as the Director of Operations for the Ontario Junior Hockey League, Chris Van Stone. Chris, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thanks so much, Gino. Thanks for having me. Appreciate to be on.
As I was rifling through all the acronyms there, I'm like, wow, that you must have had some incredible business cards. Yeah. How long have you been involved in the game at the various different levels?
So I started in the OJHL in 2007 and 2008. Started scouting for one of our clubs and moved my way up the ranks and to be director of player personnel and then obviously be a general manager. I've coached in the league as well and now became director of hockey operations for the league halfway through to January last year, and I love what I'm doing.
What does that mean? What does director of hockey operations mean?
So we have 22 teams, as you know, in our league, stretching from Buffalo to Kingston. We have 506 players on those 22 teams. So I'm in charge of our player declarations that we have. We have contracts with our players in our league and what we offer them and what we ask for them to do to play on our clubs. Also, I oversee the 22 general managers and registration of all these players, making sure that their rights are coming not from somewhere else and if there's compensation to be made. Just trying to make sure that we don't make mistakes bringing kids in and getting in trouble that way. And obviously, the Eastern Canada Cup or OJL Showcase, things like that. Anything that has to do on the hockey side of it, I kind of look after.
Let's talk about your various responsibilities. You're going to be heavily involved in the upcoming Eastern Canada Cup All-Star Challenge. That goes November the 19th to the 21st in Trenton, Ontario. Tell us a little bit about that event.
So there's 12. So it's kind of the last selection process for the Team Canada East. We have five leagues under the CJHL that are bringing teams. We have 12 teams coming, two from all the other four leagues, and our league is providing four teams. So we have 80 players from our league that will play on four different teams in this All-Star event. And it's kind of gives an opportunity for myself and our staff on Team Canada's to look at the kids that we've selected so far to get a better look of and have them play against the best competition on the East and then select the kids that we'd like to see at the selection camp the first week in December at MasterCard.
In conversation with Chris Van Stone, Director of Hockey Operations for the OJHL and also for Team Canada East at the World Junior A Challenge in Bonnyville, Alberta, that's coming up in December. How key is that event?
It's huge. It's huge for our players. It's you know, Team Canada East and Team Canada West, we get to play in an international event against Russia, the Czechs, the United States. It's a five-team tournament. And it's just a great exposure for our players that want to get drafted. Right now we have four of our players that are rated by the NHL Central Scouting List that would be probably at that event. And then we also have nine on the watch list. So it kind of gives those kids an opportunity, whether they're in front of schools, NCAA, CIS, or NHL guys, to say, hey, listen, let's see you guys play against some international top-end players and see how you do. So it's a great experience for those kids.
It's interesting because as you're saying that, the players in your league are now being recognized by NHL Central Scouting. It's not something that we could have said a number of years ago. Major turnaround, major increase in the quality of talent. What's been the key to make that happen?
I started in 2007, 2008, working in the league, and we had 39 teams in our league, and we're down to 22 now. And our league's done a great job of getting smaller, creating a more top-end talent pool that people can come and look at. We had 160 commitments last year through D1, D3, and the NCAA as well as CIS. So we're doing a great job, we believe, promoting our kids to higher levels of hockey, and that's kind of what this league's all about. We want them to go other places, whether it's major junior or whatever their goals are. We're here to help them get exposure and obviously move on to a higher level, and that helps us out get kids wanting to come to play in our league.
Something else, as you mentioned before you came back to the OJHL, you're also involved in the women's league, the CWHL. You're involved as a general manager in that league, and we're pretty successful at it as well. What can you tell us about the growth of the women's game in Canada?
Well, I'm lucky enough to have a daughter that plays, and I was able to coach her for a couple of years. She's now a freshman at Yale University, and One of her coaches at the time that was recruiting her to come there ended up being part of the coaching staff with the Chinese teams and offered me a position. So the CWHL has done a great job growing the sport. There are so many passionate people within the league office that want to see the women's game grow, and I think there's a ton of potential there. I think they're doing it at the right pace. Obviously, you know, the Olympics are every 4 years, and these girls, these women need places to play to keep up their skills and stuff. So it's a fantastic opportunity for these kids, these women, sorry, to keep their skills up at a high-end level and enjoy playing the game that they love.
We're talking about scholarship opportunities for kids coming to the OJHL, but that's also available for the young ladies as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. The PWHL, which is an Ontario-based junior hockey league for young women in Ontario here, there's 20 teams. It's great exposure for women to play CIS. There's great opportunities now. The CIS has come a long way with scholarships that they can provide for the guys and the girls. And then obviously the D1 and D3 opportunities that are available for people that want to go play down south to get an education. So it's huge, yeah.
Chris, it's amazing what you've done for this game at multiple different levels and multiple different leagues. And we understand that you are a real busy guy. So we really appreciate you taking the time to join us. Thanks for this.
I appreciate you having me on. And looking forward to a great event with Eastern Canada Cup and also with the World Junior A Challenge.
Awesome, Chris. That was Chris Vanstone, the Director of Operations for the Ontario Junior Hockey League. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.